Hello and welcome back to HWRadio.com, and just like I promised y'all, I'll be back as soon as the Megan Thee Stallion stuff is updated. And out of these updates, it's a little couple things missing and stuff don't make sense here. But one thing that does make sense is Megan Thee Stallion ran up on Tory Lanez like, nigga, like the parents coming. You out at a club or a party and you ain't supposed to be there, basically. You know, she's like 5'11 and Tory Lanez like 5'3, so she kind of probably went over there and jerked him up by the arm. And it was all over Kylie Jenner. She felt like Kylie Jenner was giving too much attention. But what happened was what happened to the savage? Because, you know, the savage attitude was like, man, forget that nigga. Like, I'm going to go get another one. But she didn't forget that nigga and go get another one. She went and put hands on that nigga to where that nigga had to put a hole in the toe. Graze the heel or something. But told y'all I got y'all, man. I told you I got y'all on the information. So basically they was at the club. Kylie Jenner, well, basically Tory Lanez and Megan was dating. And, you know, Tory Lanez was like looking at it like friends. And after you hit a couple times good, Megan Thee Stallion probably was looking at it like, nigga, we in a relationship. Same thing happened with me, but, you know, so I understand where this came from. But my whole thing is, why do you have to shoot her? And why you have to shoot her? Period, point blank. Like, if you gotta pull out your gun, this is for future reference. Any nigga that even think about this, just get away from the chick. Just get away from her, because it's not even really worth it. You're about to see a whole bunch of deport Tory Lanez going on, and he might get deported. Unless he could just show that, man, this was like out of self-defense. It was a self-defense shot. And Graze, I wasn't intentionally trying to shoot her. That's all he got. That's all he got going for him right now. Because anything else, they think about deporting him. Deport him. That's why he was locked up and released. Because now it's up to, we going to deport you or not. And then she went at people and talking crazy about her. But, you know, you can't be running around here like you big bag wolf. And then once something happened, you want to turn into the innocent princess. You just can't do that. Maybe you can, but what I'm trying to tell you, maybe you can in court, but in the streets, like, niggas gonna be like, man, like, what happened to all that stuff they was talking about in their lyrics? That's what everybody goes to. Not me, but everybody else. I understand the situation, but what I'm trying to tell you is, in my T.I. voice, see, because what constitutes the reason that a person will even rehabilitate themselves, now, just to even think about it that way, you have to be more in your feminine. Because that's like Young M.A. out here, and we know what Young M.A. is, but, you know, she get into some nigga stuff. 9 times out of 10, majority of the people is going to be like, well, you know, that's what come with the life she's living. Basically, that's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody saying this should happen to you. They wanted it to happen to you. But what I'm saying is, You basically tell people what to think of you by your actions and what you say. So that's gonna be the story. That's gonna be the show for today. Hopefully you learned something. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you're still mad at me for making a joke about the pinky toe. But that's who I am, man. I'm just a joke. My thing is, you didn't die. If you didn't die from it, nigga, we could laugh about it. So quit out here lying to people. And tell people, you know, it's all right to have feelings and care. Because that's what it is. And it would be a lot more compassion in this situation for you. That song that you made. Maybe that went over your head. Maybe it didn't. But I'm out. Told y'all I'd do that.